I like a poem I wrote just after the campaign. It's not in the book, which is called Republican Soul Searching. We're searching our souls and we're wondering why we got beat so badly, our rivals are gloating. It's obvious now where our campaign went wrong. We should have prevented more people from voting. Another poem I like is inspired by when he went to his home state of Michigan, and he said, "I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. Away from here, I find no trees that please, no trees at such a perfect height as these. For me, I cannot ever be at ease with trees that grow no higher than one's knees, or too tall trees that splinter in a freeze. Wisconsin sure has bragging rights on cheese, and California's rich in Cantonese, and Colorado's where to take your skis. Connecticut, of course, has Lyme disease. And none of these am I prepared to sneeze, but here we have the perfect height of trees. I know that I will never see a sight as lovely as a tree whose height is right."
I want to hear your thoughts about the election and the extent to which some people, and slightly more people than the last time, voted their self-interest instead of being distracted by the big money Karl Rove messages, by the lies and distractions of the Romney campaign, starting with the phony premise of the convention, "You didn't build that." And I see a little sliver or glimmer of hope here that the rejection of all of that money that was poured into negative ads, mostly pushing people's hot buttons about same-sex marriage or other emotional / religious issues, that did not deliver the way Rove was able to count on those people, say, back in 2004, when he ran all those state-level initiatives against gay marriage.
That's exactly right. And that is a hopeful sign. But look, at the end of the day, you have a very populist situation out there, where everybody can see what's going on, in terms of the economy and Wall Street. And who do the Republicans nominate but one of the richest men in the country, a man who ran an investment bank himself, or whatever you want to call Bain Capital, buyout firm. I don't give a damn what you call it, but this is a guy. One of the sort of rules of thumb of American elections is that the more populist of the candidates wins, going back, I don't know how far you want to go back, but it's always the guy. Remember that thing that used to always, that annoying phrase he used to always say during the Bush years, "Who would you rather have a beer with?" And look, the Republicans chose a guy who was so far away from the average American, that he might as well be from a different country. This is a guy, you remember when he wanted to bet Rick Perry $10,000.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, all of these things. The business with the Cadillacs. What kind of car do you drive? "Well, my wife drives a couple of Cadillacs." The NASCAR thing. Do you remember this?
Sure.
They asked him about NASCAR, which has always been one of their touchstones, their populist touchstones.
Right.
And he says, "No, I don't follow the sport, but I know a couple of guys who own NASCAR teams." What a candidate. What a dreadful, dreadful, awful candidate. Now, you know what would have been interesting? Is if they, what would have made it an interesting race is if they had chosen one of their populist guys. Now, Santorum would have probably been a disaster, but you remember the reason he was on fire in the primaries is that speech he would give about his grandfather, the coal miner.
Yeah.
You remember that? And that
sure
was really touching. Now, he would immediately go from segue from that into this like insane crap about how we have to cut taxes. It didn't make any sense.
And birth control.
But in terms of that populist confrontation, these guys were, they weren't even on the map. Look, Romney was a lousy candidate. He was arguably better than the others, but this guy was. I was surprised he got as close as he did. Frankly, I thought Obama should have been a landslide. I mean, he should have demolished this guy. But yes, I'm glad he won. I'm happy about it. You can't fool people forever. But I also think, here in D.C. especially, the Democrats are really chuffed at themselves. They think they've, everything is going their way. The wind is at their back. The Tea Party is falling apart. They don't have to worry about conservatism anymore. I think they're too optimistic. You know, I think Obama had it in his power to finish these guys off this election, and he didn't do it. He could have, but he didn't want to. He, you know, that would have meant taking a chance. It would have meant rolling the dice.